Day 6, Q&A. Make a list of everything, but still keep them towards your goals. 2. Notes and rhythm can be taught separately. This is my question on layering reading. You can make a round for them to read in. Your reading class can be taught separately, or you can integrate reading standard notation with tablature if you created something in Guitar Pro or something. And so note that there's other options in between tab and standard notation, like just the rhythmic notation, or and then the next layer would be rhythmic notation with letters. This is called letter tab. I'm sorry, you could do rhythm only, or you could do the letter only, and then the next layer would be letter tab with the rhythm. Diana said you could also make guitar profiles where some of the notes are taken out for each level. And the big picture of teaching reading is you can either integrate it into other classes or make it its own class. 3. Principles versus application. Efficiency is an example of a principle, and keeping fingers near the fretboard that aren't being used is an application. 4. Root versus leaves. The root is what affects everything else, which then causes all the other problems, like holding the guitar on the wrong leg. That would be a root cause. Causes posture imbalance, which causes improper hand position, etc. The root's not always harder to fix, but often is. 5. What to do if students aren't very clear on their goals. Students have something they want to do, and it's our job to teach them how to help them. Some goals may have skills that overlap with skills from other goals, and some goals don't require the same depth. In other words, playing Nirvana songs, you don't have to be very high up the music theory ladder to play those. Name your big master category, and then your bullet points, then the details, then the layers, and build these things gradually, as you do anyway. Just now start to keep it organized by a goal or category. A lot of it you have already done and have been doing. Breakout rooms. Jack welcomed each person and asked why scales are important and gave them an assignment and then followed up with each person. Intervals. 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. Melodic minor and harmonic minor would be layers. In other words, everyone's playing the scale in certain intervals. 2nds, 3rds, 4th, etc. Or, like I mentioned, those two additional scales. They commit to the same position in the scale or not. That could be another layer. Next class, Nick, set up the class at the beginning. Run through a warm-up. Do a warm-up routine. Should be physical and mental at the same time. Example, scale sequences like A, C, E, then B, D, F, then C, E, G, like the natural minor scale sequence in thirds. Become active learners when you first come into the class and say it with a smile, but challenge them to think. Next class, Mike Wake. Squeeze hard and you generally can't play well, so here's a relaxation exercise. Choose one note from an A pentatonic scale, squeeze very hard, demonstrate the fret buzzing, and then find the minimum tension at which it's not buzzing and strive for that. Next class, Simon Candy, teaching class general topic of chords. The focus is chordal harmony. Great intro, explains and then asks if they are familiar with it and stating the principle clearly. Next class, Matt F., positive feedback, calm and patient. Sell the class on the problem being solved. Explain why solving the problem helps them. Greets everyone individually by name. Next class, Ron Dickerson. Using fretboard theory to see which are major and which are minor. You got advanced people going first, which is great. Charlie Long, depth of knowing. We're all at various levels of depth of knowing. We're all beginners just with different starting points. For example, blues is a universal interest among guitarists, but how much do you really know about blues? And he lists all the different types. Level 4 application of the chart of the depth of knowing. An example would be application. In other words, all scales all scale choices over various minor or major chord progressions, and create them. Create music from that. Purposeful practice. Practice with an eye to performing or a musicianship level, like transposing a lick. So we'll take a concept like improvising with pentatonics over four chords. Let's say C, A minor, F, and G. And first sell the concept at the beginning of each class. Next lesson, Anthony, big smile and up close to the screen on Zoom. Blues with various chord choice options. Like you can even do A, C, G, A in the first four bars of an A blues. Keep the layers congruent so that you're not bouncing around a lot. Example, not rhythm and not embellishments. If it's, you know, too far away from the original thing. Kevin, rhythm tighter with rests, accenting in different places. Keep them on track by having pre-listed your layers. Page 179, print these out and use them over and over just to see how to think about layers. Take one layered activity over and over. Saves you a lot of lesson preparation time. Page 180, very simple. Play triad chords. Should be the focus of the day, for example. All chords they know, but not smoothly, at different tempos. Frequency is harmonic rhythm. Each column has nothing to do with any of the others. Quantity is how many chords they play. But you know they can switch columns during a lesson so that it doesn't get boring for the whole hour, and you can move someone down a few levels before you take them up or to a new column, for example. You can always challenge pretty much anyone. Restriction example would be C add 9 off the 5th string and then off the 6th string, or C on the 5th string and G on the 6th string. Like layers 4 and up refer to what strings to play. In position means you play everything right there where you are. You have to find the inversions. This whole process is very simple. The headings, like tempo, frequency, etc., can be anything, but many will overlap. See the pictures of screenshots of examples of slides. Someone said this is Johann Tilgren 5 call on steroids. Of course, these are all just examples. Q&A, how to layer the riff Hell's Bells. Advanced people can do different time signature or a specific rhythm, for example, or unify it with a tempo so that they play together, but the layer is something else, like to a drum beat. B, karate belt system could work, but any 25 or 40 cells things achieved earns you a belt, for example. There's no but there. It could work, like any 25 or 40 cells that can be achieved earns you a belt, for example. C, Kevin didn't teach scales, just chord extensions and enclosures. When do you do scales? And Kevin's response, jazz, you can play through the chords, so start with triads and embellish those, because it's too hard to do a whole scale for every chord. And so do third and seventh plus one extension. People think jazz is way too hard. Don't think notes. Think adding ornaments to make the music come alive. Enhance what you do with fewer notes. Ornaments, dynamics, rhythms, etc. D, how to implement all this. Personalize it. Make it your own. Make it an action plan and start what is top priority to implement. Start by asking yourself, what is top priority to implement? What can be implemented easily and right away? Those are the best two questions, because some stuff can be done right away and there's no reason to miss out and not do it. And other stuff, you just have to organize by priority. And you just do a little at a time. Next question, E. Advanced students, they might get bored with the same song over and over, but can they play it tight? Can they play it without backing tracks, while standing, while performing, etc.? Improve their musicianship to prove they can do it. You know, make them prove they can do it. You know, if they just play to a backing track, they have a false sense of knowing. You know, do they have all the nuances necessary for Angus to sound like Angus Young if they're playing AC/DC, for example?